This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now we're joined by Elliot Shore Parks, 94 WIP Eagles reporter. No, Elliot's an unbiased reporter.
I don't believe that for a second.
Not for a second.
Elliot joins us now. What's up, Elliot?
What's going on? Look, whenever I have the press pass on, all bias goes out the window. You guys know how it goes. So always.
Well, a lot of stuff.
Purely unbiased Elliot.
We'll get into the lottery right. And the Sixers coming up with the Elliot. But first off, we were talking earlier about the opening game. It's the Cowboys for the opening Thursday night game. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's a good selection by the NFL, or would you have preferred a different opponent for the Eagles?
I think it's a fine selection. You know, there were other games I would have been more excited about. I think the Lions would have been a great matchup. Even the Rams, I think, would have been exciting with that playoff rematch. I think with the Cowboys, they're just leaning on what's kind of an old rivalry. I understand that it's always going to be Eagles-Cowboys. I know that gets people excited. But the Cowboys aren't really very relevant anymore, other than the fact that, you know, they're still considered America's team by some. But
they're bottom five.
Yeah, and ultimately they're riding the Eagles' coattails into this week one game. They're only there because of the Eagles. So, you know, I think that obviously Eagles fans will enjoy raising that banner in front of the Cowboys. And, you know, it could have been worse. I think the Bears would have been somewhat of a boring matchup. But, yeah, I would have preferred, I think, Detroit or the Rams.
And a new game just came out here. Eagles-Packers week 10 Monday night.
That's awesome.
That's been released.
That'll be great.
So does that mean no Christmas game, I'd assume, right?
Yeah, so based off that, so if you look at the teams that are playing the Saturday before Christmas, it was Eagles, Washington, and I think it was Bears, Packers, if I'm not mistaken. So the assumption was those teams would play on Christmas. But with the Eagles going to Lambeau now, it looks like they won't play on Christmas. I also just think if you look at the Eagles' schedule so far, they're going to be the first game of the season. They're playing Black Friday. So I just think ultimately they are a primetime team. They'll be in a lot of primetime games. But I don't know if they would do the first game, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't sound like it will be that. It doesn't sound like they will play on Christmas. Okay. Yeah, everybody kind of assumed that. They do like a round robin thing with the Eagles, Commanders, and Bears and Packers. But not the case. So we don't have to worry about Christmas Eagles football now.
Maybe not. Elliot, the rookie camp that we just saw with I'm assuming the you know, everyone else sprinkled in, some selected veterans sprinkled in. Who was sprinkled in, and what can you tell us about the new faces that you met?
Yeah, so we didn't get to watch the full practice, so I can't really give you like a practice report as much as I would love to give you Kyle McCord rookie minicamp stats.
And I know that you would have those all.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be mandatory minicamp. We'll have it for you there. But no, I mean, you know, now that the main players are back in the building, they've entered the next phase of the OTA offseason, so they are on field doing more. We won't get a chance to see them on the field for a full practice until that mandatory minicamp. So I think, you know, my main thing off of the rookie minicamp is just, when will Jahad Campbell actually practice? He did not partake in that rookie minicamp. We will see if he's out there for the mandatory minicamp. But you know, Howie Roseman comparing him to Cooper DeJean in terms of, you know, highlighting that Cooper didn't take part in training camp and still played a huge part in the season, probably not a great indication of what they might be expecting out of Jahad Campbell early on.
Are guys like Josh Uche and Azeez Ojulari and Adoree Jackson, you know, veteran players who've been around the league for a while, are they expected to be there with the rookies mixed in?
No, they were not at the rookie minicamp. The rookie minicamp is really, you're right, there will occasionally be a veteran, but that's normally more of a tryout basis if they have a veteran there. Guys that have signed contracts, you know, like Azeez Ojulari, Adoree Jackson, and Josh Uche, they were not at the rookie minicamp. They really used that rookie minicamp to get players like acclimated, show them how they want to practice, get them out on the practice field so that when the main veterans get in there, the rookies feel more up to speed on what's expected of them.
Okay.
Elliot, big night for the Sixers last night. They move up two spots, get up to number three. Don't get the first pick, unfortunately. But how do you feel about the result last night for the Sixers? And what do you do if you're Daryl Morey from here?
Yeah. I mean, it was a massive, massive win for the Sixers last night. I mean, this was probably the most depressing, irrelevant Sixers season, honestly, maybe of my lifetime. Like I know Rhea and all you guys know, like I've been on this morning show defending the Sixers for years, highlighting their playoff success, defending Joel. Like that's all gone. I don't blame anybody that completely checked out on the team last year. Now, I think after last night, there's actually reason to be excited again. There's reason to have hope again. And honestly, like a reason to look forward to next season. If they would have lost this pick, what is there to watch next season? Like maybe McCain, if he comes back and you know, is fully recovered from that injury. So I just think from a pure fan perspective, last night could not have gone better. Now, in terms of what they should do with the pick, I like Ace Bailey at number three. I've not dove into all of the prospects yet, but you watch him, long arm, super tall, has a really high release point, and he's just a body type they don't have on the roster right now. Maxey and McCain are a bit of duplicate players. Ace just has that prototypical wing body. He reminds me of Kevin Durant, like in what I've seen of him, just physically.
How tall is he actually?
He's 6'7" and a half, I thought.
Yeah, because they have him listed at 6'10", but they said at the combine he did not measure, you know, as tall as that.
Yeah, so that's exactly right. He was Rutgers listed him at 6'10". When he was at the combine with his shoes off, he was 7.5", so, you know, 2.5 inches shorter there. I would just say, like, obviously, you know, coming off a draft season for the NFL, I know that right now the measurables mean a lot. But when you just watch Ace Bailey, he just plays taller than everybody. The release point on his jumper really is impressive. You know, guys like Kevin Durant, obviously they're very big, but what makes them impressive is the fact that when they release the ball, it's so high and it's very hard to stop. You see that with Ace Bailey as well. He was pretty much able to shoot over almost anybody that he played in college. Now, the shooting percentage wasn't great. He was about 35% from three and only 69% from the line. So that's something he would have to work on. But I think about what Howie Roseman said for the Eagles draft is you draft traits. And the Sixers are in a place where they just need to draft a high upside guy with elite traits. And I think that's what Ace Bailey has.
Elliot, I want to get back to these young guys over at the NovaCare facility. You had a chance to see them, not necessarily out there practicing, doing lots of football stuff, but did anyone surprise you or pop out at you? Was there anyone who was eccentric in the locker room that you know, seemed more interesting than we just have no idea what these guys are like. Is there anything you can tell us?
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I wish we were allowed in the locker room. I wish we were allowed to watch these guys practice. But it was really just a very quick introduction to them. They had the press conferences, which I think can be telling. You know, in my time covering the Eagles, guys that step to that podium and initially have a ton of confidence, I find those guys often have better rookie years. Guys that show up and are maybe a little shy and have to adjust to it, those are the guys that take a little longer. So, you know, I thought that Drew Kendall, the guard center out of Boston College, was impressive. He talked about how at college he had to pick up all of the protections at the line. He played center full-time in college, but now I think there's a good chance you'll see him take reps at guard. That's a player to keep an eye on. You know, we focus so much on Kenyon Green and Tyler Steen, but Drew Kendall knows pass protection, knows, like, you know, the pre-signal stuff, and I think comes to the NFL just from a football IQ standpoint ready to go. So he, I think he'll be in that guard competition.
Well, and he's a guy who they compared his game to Jason Kelce. When he was coming out, Drew Kendall was that athletic type center who could do more than your old school center could. So, yeah, he's impressed a lot of people with his ability to explode on people.
Yeah, and you know, I think that when you look at this Eagles roster, right? Like, we can focus on the safety spot where they definitely need somebody to step up. That number two corner spot with Slay gone, we'll see who wins that job. But if this season, and I don't think it will, but let's say this season doesn't meet expectations and it's because of a spot on the roster, I think it's the right guard spot. Like, this team's heartbeat is the offensive line. We can talk about Saquon, Jalen, AJ, you know, Jalen Carter, all fantastic players. The personality of this team, the backbone, the heartbeat of this team is the offensive line. So if the right guard is not, you know, up to par, it's hard to have a great offensive line if you don't have all five guys working in unison. So that is definitely a big spot going into this next phase of the offseason that we need to be concentrating on.
You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. And just one more, Elliot, to circle back to the Sixers and the lottery last night. Was that thing rigged? I mean, the Dallas Mavericks getting the number one overall pick. Come on.
Well, it is crazy. You know, if you look at it, the year the Cavs lost LeBron, they won the lottery.
Shocking.
The year that the Pelicans lost Anthony Davis, they won the lottery. And there was another example of it well. So, yeah, I think it was probably rigged. Like, I think, like, you can sit and say, oh, no, it wasn't. And I understand, like, skepticism. But ultimately, you look at it, like, the chances of it finishing in that top three, I think, were less than 1%. Or maybe, 1.8. Like, right around 1%.
Yeah, I think it was less than 0.1%.
Yeah, so now
well,
look,
1.8% that they would get the first pick.
Yeah.
That those teams would end up in the top four.
If you're the Sixers, you got to ask, like, why wasn't it rigged for you, right? Like, I know they didn't trade away Luka, like the Mavericks did, but, you know, the Sixers certainly, I think, as a major franchise, would have deserved potentially Cooper Flagg. But I'll say this, too. I like Ace Bailey better than Cooper Flagg. So,
no,
to be
you
honest,
do not.
I absolutely do.
Stop.
I love Ace Bailey and that body type. He reminds me of Kevin Durant. Cooper Flagg's a great player, but if I'm the Sixers, I'm happy that I don't have to take Cooper Flagg.
If you had the number one pick in the draft, who would you take?
Well, because I'd be afraid of everyone making fun of me. Yes,
no Vonleh part two here, Elliot. Seriously.
It's not a reason to take a number one pick.
Thank you,
afraid.
Ruben, talk to him as a GM.
Well, come on.
That's
now.
Why you're a GM and I'm just on this, you know, on that, the, on
good
the radio
point.
Here
right Make now. A great point.
Ace Bailey has a higher upside to me than Cooper Flagg.
Oh.
That's why I would take him number one, or at least I'd want to if I wasn't afraid. I would take him number one. But I think the Sixers will end up with the best player in the draft if they take Ace Bailey.
Well, I mean, that would be an optimal result for sure. But Elliot Shore Parks, Elliot, thanks for hopping on, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Talk to you guys soon.
Elliot thanks, Shore Elliot. Parks call sponsored
Elliot
by.
Is, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier way to buy a Hyundai.
The king of the ridiculous takes sometimes.
His other NBA draft take was he wanted Noah Vonleh over Joel Embiid. Now, we might be frustrated with Joel Embiid now, but Noah Vonleh lasted, I think, a few years in the league and was out.
Yeah.
So, a hot take, but I respect Elliot for putting
I
it
I don't
out
respect
there.
It at all. But I love Elliot.
I mean, so Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg feels like the no doubt about it.
Cooper Flagg,
number
correct.
One
does
overall
feel
guy.
Like but you, a no-brainer.
You can still get a great player at three. You just never
Absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely. Michael mean, Jordan
Michael
was three.
Thank you.
Michael Jordan was three.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Well, yeah. He's going to be Michael Jordan.
I mean,
Jordan,
Aaron Judge went 32nd. 32nd. The last pick in the first round.
Mike the baseball Piazza draft is so much different, though, I feel like.
It, there's
still.
No question there is. Yeah. But, you know, there's 30 other teams that passed on
Rude,
the man.
Wasn't
yeah,
Mike
true.
Piazza drafted as a favor?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to
he's
his
a Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, Wade Boggs was like 27th round or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
And Mickey Moniak was first overall.
There you have it.
215-592.
He's looking a lot more
94
out there.
He's playing better.
Colorado?
Yeah, he's doing a little better.
He's playing better.
Yeah, Colorado's doing well now. They're having a rough year. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter. Do you believe the NBA draft lottery was rigged? That is our Twitter poll question. Do you want to guess now, or do you want to guess at the end of the show?
At the end of the show.
Let's get to the end of the show.
Did you notice, Ruben, that Tom is starting to look like Steve Martin?
He is?
Steve Martin?
The gray
comedian?
Hair. No, the gray is overtaking the other hair.
I don't think my hair looks that gray. I'm looking at myself on the screen right now.
I don't see Tom that often. So it's like,
okay, so
I'll see him.
It's not a big, that's
every,
like a slow
like
progression
months.
For you. Okay.
I think
I'm telling you, it's night and day from the last time I saw you.
It's the sideburns.
You look like Steve Martin.
My kids are 4, 2, and 4 months.
Now, there you go.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's
right there.
Yeah.
Right there. 4, 2, and 4 months. Are you kidding me?
3 under 5.
I've aged.
I'm positive that's why I have white hair. I'm positive.
Yeah, I've aged 15 years in the last 4 years.
Well, okay. Maybe not biologically, but appearance-wise, yes.
Oh, thanks
you
a lot,
look
John.
Ancient.
I
decrepit.
Really appreciate it.
Decrepit and ancient. And like Steve Martin. Wow. Decrepit and ancient.
I fill in for Joe, and I get called decrepit?
Well,
wow,
you
that's
look,
a little harsh,
you look
John.
Decrepit.
Man.
It's really
in a nice
mean,
way.
A strong decrepit, though.
Like, I don't think you look
a solid decrepit.
Decrepit.
I don't
just
think
like
he
a solid
looks
five,
decrepit
six.
At all.
Like
well, thanks,
a very
we'll
capable
see it on the YouTube,
decrepit.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Capable and
he seems
he's decrepit.
Capable. He's definitely capable.
I'll ask the we'll ask the YouTube community out there. Yeah. Do I look decrepit?
No.
Yeah.
You're definitely.
I would not
ask
your opinions on what you look like from the audience.
Nice. That's
you
know,
not like what you get.
Rhea, that's fine.
That's a good point.
They can be people can be critical.
No, I mean anybody.
I don't
hey,
care
they're
at
not
all.
Just critical.
Let me be fair.
Who cares?
As I take a step back and realistically evaluate, like you do not look decrepit.
What are you sizing me up?
Yeah, you're not decrepit, man. I mean, I went too far with the decrepit.
That was very mean.
But the white hair, it is, they're a lot more numerous than the last time I saw you.
You
that
saw
is
me yesterday.
Okay, but
true.
Before that. So yesterday I was taken aback by, whoa, who's Steve Martin? And then it was like, oh, it's Tom Kelly. Holy cow. He got gray.
Yeah, similar level of talent too, right? Yeah, just as talented as Steve Martin.
We can all hope. Steve Martin really was amazing. Still is amazing. Now, Martin, I haven't watched the Martin Short and
Selena Gomez
things.
Show.
Yeah, have you
oh,
watched
Only
it?
Murders in the Building?
Yeah.
The first season was awesome.
I heard.
Second season was good.
Great.
Third wasn't as good, but I love the first season.
Okay.
I think it's cool that they seem to be best friends in real life who get to work together, and that's really great for them.
Just like you and Joe. Same thing. It's the same exact thing. Best friends get to work together every day.
You're right.
I can
How
tell.
In the world we
I think
are.
You're just lashing out because you miss Joe. We all know what's really going on here. You miss your buddy Joe.
I can't tell you how far from true that statement is.
I just sort of redirect.
You need a little time without
so the
him.
Heat is off
you
me
need a
little
time.
Bit. Let's go to Dave in Wilmington. What's up, Dave?
Good morning.
Dave.
I am really, done with the NBA.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that whole farce last night was ridiculous.
You weren't excited for that one commercial break where we had a chance to be number one?
We had all of 2 minutes to be excited, and then they stuck the rug out of us, just like they always do. Like, the NBA is just such a farce from what it used to be.
Well, Dave,
that's true.
Dave, it's just one of those things where it's just so shady the way the whole thing went down. I mean, whether it is or it isn't, the fact that so many people suspect this as a realistic possibility, like, I don't know. I think it's kind of a problem.
I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire, right? There's nothing to suspect. This has been done over and over and over again. The NBA wants something, they make it happen.
Maybe.
Yeah, they have a real problem with what people think
perception.
Of load management. Yeah, right, John, perception. You know, there's too many examples in the last 10 to 15 years of this happening for people to not go immediately, literally, you rigged it.
And there's
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
No, and they were trying to even out the odds to solve the tanking problem. They really haven't done that as well. I think a lot more teams are just incentivized to do it. It just gives more teams a better opportunity to get into the top three and get a number one overall pick. But what do you have, Dave, for who or what's eccentric?
Only one man can deliver a speech on the Rocky Steps in a mummer's outfit. Jason Kelce.
Good answer.
Ooh. There you go,
know,
Dave.
But I don't know if he's eccentric.
I think he's a little eccentric.
I'm with
really?
Ruben on that.
I don't see the.
He's a lot of things. I don't know if eccentric is.
I feel like he's kind of like an everyman, you know? Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So Jason Kelce, he'll go into the mix, though, for who or what's eccentric for your chance to win Post Malone tickets.
I think compared to your everyday, and I don't know, everyday NFL player, I don't know what that means. But your average NFL player, Jason Kelce, does lie outside the realm of normalcy.
Well, now, definitely.
Yeah.
But when he was playing, for most of his career, seemed pretty normal.
For the most part. Yeah, I guess he seemed pretty normal. He really always was outside that realm of normal. Like, the guy could see everything that was happening.
Okay.
I don't know how in the world centers do that, but he had this special gift. Like the great centers, even though he's in a three-point stance with his head down, he can tell you what 21 other people are doing all around him.
Okay.
And he can communicate that. That's eccentric and strange.
When you put it that way, I see it a little bit. Sports Radio 94 WIP, this is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. In 10 minutes, 8:30, we will be joined by Phillies manager Rob Thompson. Phillies fantastic auction. Chance to bid on an opportunity to have lunch and watch batting practice with the Phillies manager. You, five of your friends, will meet and have lunch with Rob Thompson after lunch is concluded. You'll be taken on a behind-the-scenes VIP tour of Citizens Bank Park, concluding with a stop on the field to watch batting practice from a VIP area behind home plate. So make sure you're bidding on that. That's going to be an awesome experience. Also, our Sports Radio 94 WIP Eagles game day experience with Brandon Graham autograph football. You and a guest will enjoy a full Sports Radio 94 WIP Eagles game day experience as the Eagles take on the Giants. Start your game day at the WIP pregame tailgate party, continuing by visiting the pregame show hosted by Sports Radio 94 WIP talent. Then head into the link where you'll visit with Merrill and Mike in the broadcast booth. You'll also receive an Eagles autographed football from Super Bowl champion Brandon Graham. Bidding ends 7 p.m. on May 18th. So make sure you're bidding on that as well. We got Rob coming up in a few minutes here, but during the break, talking a little bit about the Phillies rotation, and obviously this rotation has been dominant. Even last night, you get a good outing. You don't win the game, unfortunately, but Christopher Sanchez pitched well. And wanted to ask you, Ruben, when you look at this rotation, obviously, you guys had an incredible rotation back in 2011. How does this one stack up when you look 1-5 and what the Phillies have with a guy like Ranger Suarez as essentially your fifth starter right now?
Yeah, pretty darn well. I mean, I as far as overall depth of the rotation, it's pretty close. I mean, I really like the way these guys, I mean, every single night you have a chance to win a baseball game. And when you have a rotation like that, it's a great feeling on the bench. It's a great feeling in the stands. It's a great feeling as a GM. And when you're playing on an everyday basis, when you're an everyday player and you know that the guy out there on the mound is going to give you a chance to win a baseball game every single night, then it sort of uplifts the team in a way that's really different.
Yeah, and that's been a huge part of it, is to get those kind of pitching performances. And even a game like last night, unfortunately offense couldn't come through, but Sanchez keeps him in it again, gives him another great outing.
He really pitched well, and you know, only six innings, but you think, only six innings? I mean, nobody throws six innings anymore, and this team, yeah. I mean, you basically get six every single time out from all your starters.
I don't understand, and again, I'm not, I don't know pitching. Why is it that Christopher Sanchez doesn't throw a fastball? This is not part of his...
He throws three pitches. His fastball is a sinker. And so that's he doesn't throw a four-seamer because he has just natural movement with his fastball. He's
so
a fastball.
It's called a sinker.
Yeah, but that's his fastball.
Okay.
Yeah, so, sinkers are essentially fastballs.
So you can throw four.
I did not know this. You can
throw three different types of fastballs. You can throw a cutter, which is sort of a fastball. You can sinker, which is a fastball, and a four-seamer. So they're all
fastballs.
What
about a two-seamer?
Two-seamer's a fastball.
Hold on, but that's
sinker
different.
Sinks, a two seamer runs.
Oh man,
yeah. There's
this
a whole
is
a cutter cuts.
Two
sometimes
seamer,
cutters will.
I don't
will.
Know. Okay, so cut and run. Run is goes
away. To arm side.
Okay,
yeah.
From the arm.
Arm side.
Okay, and cut is it goes
cut goes the opposite side, glove side.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
Wow, I just
there
learned
you go.
Something.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm here. For
I don't know if I'll retain that.
That's you'll
but
get
I
it.
Do feel as
you'll
though I it. Learned something right
yeah.
there.
No yeah. problem. I'm here for you.
Holy cow.
A lot of different types of fastballs out there, John.
I did not realize. Okay, so the sinker is a fastball.
Even the
sinker
split
is
a fastball. Split-fingered fastball.
His mind is just blown right now.
So how... I go back to... Okay.
When we as a show were
watching... Sir Anthony, back before his surgery.
Yes.
And he
threw a fastball that cut.
Okay.
Yeah, but it didn't always do it.
It would cut sometimes. Sometimes it would, I mean, do other
Correct.
Stuff.
And some guys have the ability to put finger pressure on the baseball to make it do certain things and change their angle of their hand on the ball.
Wow.
It all really kind of depends. Like Mariano Rivera actually had a natural cut to his fastball. He held it a certain way and the ball just cut. And you couldn't really tell, even though you knew it was coming, he just couldn't handle
just
it very well.
Hit that thing.
Emmanuel Class 8 throws a 100 mile an hour cutter.
That sounds impossible
to hit.
With Sir Anthony, it seemed like that went away.
It did. I think after his surgery or after he had some arm problems, he changed his arm angle. Because when I first saw him and I was scouting him in 2019, he had a electric fastball that would just have this sort of cut on
never,
it.
Never, just all different.
But I'm not sure that he actually knew when he was doing it.
So that
makes it difficult.
Yeah, that's kind of a problem. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Kenny in the Dirty 30. What's up, Kenny?
I could not be happier that we're playing Dallas to open the season, that we get to put the banner up in front of those smug you-know-what-holes, that we get to rub it in Jerry's face, and that we get to start the season 1-0 with a cupcake. All right, I was tired of Dallas playing the Giants every year, their first game, and starting 1-0 and getting all the chirping going about, oh, here's their year again. Nah, we're going to end it's their year again on the first Thursday of the season. I couldn't love it more. And there's not a person in Philly over the age of 40 that doesn't hate Dallas more than any other team in any other sport in Philadelphia. And it is just, I couldn't be happier. I just can't wait for that day. When they announced that, I literally yelled and screamed. And I know a lot of the young people don't have that same hatred for Dallas. Well, guess what? It's still burning alive in this 60-year-old man. I'm telling you right now, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, Kenny, I could only imagine your joy yesterday morning when you found out that news.
Oh, it was great. Oh, by the way, Tom, apparently you're a wild and crazy guy, so you got that going for you, too.
Mm-hmm. Is that what John, Steve, is that what John called
the Steve Martin reference?
Yeah. I don't get the reference.
Yeah, well, again, I'm an old guy. That was an old Saturday Night Live bit from the 70s.
The white hair, like Steve Martin and Santa Claus, and Steve Martin would be a wild and crazy guy like that.
Was that from SNL?
Yeah, in his stand-up.
Yes. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm not.
Wow, I can't believe that you don't.
I'm not a big Steve Martin guy, man.
I should know that. I should have understood that you didn't understand that. That was a timing issue.
Yeah, before my time. Yeah, a little bit.
Well before.
Kenny, do you got somebody who's eccentric?
Is there anyone more eccentric than Cam Newton right now? I mean, doesn't he have a friend to tell him about how he dresses?
He does dress quite interestingly.
Yeah, appreciate it, Kenny. Thanks.
I didn't realize.
I think Cam Newton's eccentric. Yeah, I think that's a good answer.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's not famous enough anymore.
Not anymore. I mean, he was back in the day when he was playing, but I don't even know what he's really doing now.
He's doing some analysis. I just remember a game at the Link. He got sacked 9 times, and he just kept getting back up. And I was like, man, if I was him after like the 7th sack, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm going to go to the bench, but... I had to give him credit for that.
Yeah, he was tough. He was really good back in the day.
But I think that the sacks are why he ended up not being sought after any longer.
Yeah, he got battered. Yeah.
That not only just physically took a brutal beating, but the coaches look at a sack as a drive killer. Sacks kill drives. If those sacks are your fault and that's a trend and you don't fix it, you're looking for a way out.
Also had an awful game in that Super Bowl they lost. That was one of the worst
horrendous
Super Bowls ever, that game against Denver back in 15. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In moments, we'll be joined by Rob Thompson. Once again, Philly's fantastic auction, lunch and batting practice with the Phillies manager. Now's your chance. You and 5 of your closest friends can meet and have lunch with Phillies manager Rob Thompson. After lunch is concluded, you and your guests will be taken on a behind-the-scenes VIP tour of Citizens Bank Park. Then you'll get to watch batting practice from a VIP area behind home plate. Going to be awesome for somebody to get that opportunity. And we were talking about it earlier. Just the stories that Rob Thompson has. You can ask him about the current team, ask him about his career. Going to be awesome, John, to check that one out.
And what an awesome dude. You know, Rob Thompson is just a good, low-key fella that everyone seems to really gravitate toward this, you know, the clubhouse. They love him for a reason.
Yeah, yeah, he is just a guy, and someone with a ton of experience, and someone who's like I said before. I mean, he's got so many stories and so much to give someone who happens to bid on this thing and win it. You're gonna get a heck of a day out of it because it's pretty special.
Yeah, so make sure you're so bidding for the Phillies Fantastic Auction. Chance to have lunch and watch batting practice with Phillies manager Rob Thompson. And the Phillies manager joins us now. Rob, thanks so much for hopping on this morning.
Thanks for having me. Jeez, Ruben, you're talking me up here. I hope I don't let anybody down.
Checks in the mail, I hope.
Well, Rob, thanks again so much for joining us this morning. And Rob, let's just start here. Rough loss last night, but this team playing so well over the last couple weeks. After that series against New York, first game in Chicago, what in your mind has led to the turnaround where the team has played so well in recent weeks?
Well, I think we're playing pretty well in all phases. You know, we're getting really good starting pitching. I think the bullpen's starting to come around a little bit. Offensively, we've been fairly consistent, and we're playing really good defense. So when you have that type of package, I think it's just, and with the talent that we have, it's just, you know, it's a recipe for success.
Rob, before the season, Bryce said no more daycare and, you know, another year more mature for everyone. How has the team's identity evolved from last year to this year?
Well, I say it every year, but I think there's a little bit more focus this year on getting this thing done and getting to the end and getting over the finish line, because, a lot of our guys have sour taste in their mouths from the last couple of years. But it's true what Bryce said, the Bohms and Stotts and Marshes of the world, they're now you can call them experienced players and they're acting like it. You know, Stotts doing a great job in the leadoff spot. Bohm is now, he's got his average up over 250, which is really good considering how he started.
I'll say.
And the same thing with Marsh. You know, he's starting to swing the bat. He struck out in a pinch hit role last night. He struck out twice, but coming off the bench. But he's starting to swing the bat too. I think they're still having fun, but there's a focus there and there's a seriousness there that I haven't seen in the last couple of years.
There's a lot of talk on the outside about Bryce and his body language this year. I played in locker rooms where the sentiment was, hey, we're adult men. You can't really tell us how to be. You can tell us what to do, but not how to be. I wonder how challenging is it to monitor something like body language in another adult human being who's a professional athlete. I can't imagine how hard that must be, Rob.
Yeah, it's difficult, and I feel at times bad for Hart because he puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he expects so much out of himself, and he wants to lead this team and this organization and the city to a world championship, and so he's very hard on himself, and that's just who he is, and he's I know everybody's talking about his body language this year, but it's been like that since he's been here and since he's been in the big leagues, really. When he struggles, it wears on him, and because he cares so much, and that's really all it is.
Phillies manager Rob Thompson joining us now. Phillies Fantastic Auction, your chance to have lunch with and watch batting practice with Rob Thompson, you and five of your friends. Also get a VIP tour of Citizens Bank Park. Bidding ends Sunday, May 18th at 3 p.m. And Rob, another guy right now who we're watching and is just playing some really good baseball is Kyle Schwarber. He's so locked in. How much fun is it for you as a manager to see when a player like Schwarber right now is going the way he's going?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, because he creates a lot of runs, whether he gets on base and he slugs. But the evolution of Kyle is really fascinating to me because you don't see it a whole lot. You know, this is a slugger, pure slugger that has turned himself into a really dangerous hitter and pure hitter, really. And I think just, last year, after the 23 season, going into 24, he had decided to change his approach a little bit and really concentrate on using the left field side of the diamond to keep him on the baseball a little bit longer. So it's helped him against left-handed pitching. And right now he's in the zone, and he's been that way all year where he's just taking what they give him. If they want to nibble, if they want to pitch around him, he'll take his walks. He's not going to get out of the zone. And if they, if they want to pitch to him and they make a mistake, he's going to punish them. So he's really in a good spot now. I was worried about how he would react moving from the leadoff spot to the cleanup spot or hitting behind Harp anyway. But he's really taken to it, and he's having a huge year. He's going to end up with a ton of RBIs.
Hey, I was just wondering, more importantly, what about the Maple Leafs? Are you pretty fired up about them right now because they're back to 2-2?
I know. I'm a little bit nervous, but that's the whole fan base, because they're a very passionate fan base, and it's been, 50 years since they've won a Stanley Cup, so they want it as bad as anything, and they've had recent history is they get knocked out early in the playoffs. So there's a lot of nervous people out there.
Hey, Rob, April 19th, I think it was, you floated the idea that Jordan Romano might be tipping something. And then it was 8 days later or so, the national TV guys mentioned the same thing. And now he looks really happy and he looks really good. What's different?
Well, you know, and you never know whether you think you've got something. When a guy's tipping his pitch, you think you've got something. You don't really know because you look at a lot of different things. But I think he's just pitching better. You know, he's got his velocity back up. And we used him a lot early. And that was my fault for doing that. You know, he didn't pitch much last year. And I probably overworked him early, and he lost the plate a little bit. He lost his velocity. And so we gave him some rest. Now he's got the velocity back. He's attacking hitters. He's really confident. The slider is really good. So he's in a better place. So whether it was tipping or just the fact that he just needed some rest and was being overworked early, I don't know, but I just like where he's at right now.
Yeah. Taiwan Walker, I had outstanding. Did you see different stuff out of him when he came out of the bullpen? And is it likely that he'll get a more prominent role in the bullpen?
Yeah, in Tampa, the stuff really played up. You know, he gave us the 3 innings and struck out 7. It really played up, and it was really intriguing to me. And, you know, it makes you dream a little bit, you know, that maybe this guy can be at the back end of your bullpen and really pitch in some high-leverage situations, because the split really got better. The slider was good. It was commanding, and, you know, he was touching 94, 95. I mean, right now, because, you know, we're still thinking about going to a 6-man at some point just to give our starters some rest. We want to try to maintain that length, but at the same time, I'd really like to see him in a 1-inning role and see if that stuff plays up even a little bit more.
Phillies manager Rob Thompson joining us now. And Rob, kind of an up and down start to the season for Aaron Nola. And I'm sure, you know, the numbers are a lot different when Rafael Marchand is behind the plate compared to JT Realmuto. I'm sure you guys have looked into that quite a bit. But what goes into deciding which catcher pitches which pitcher?
It's really about JT's rest is what it comes down to. And, you know, Marchand's probably going to catch Nola again on Wednesday. And now we've got some weather here, so I'm not sure when we're playing. But it's really about JT, and I have full confidence in Marchand. And Aaron's struggles have nothing to do with Marchand. Marchand's a really smart, really intelligent young man that does his homework. He works very closely with JT and the pitching coaches. It has nothing to do with his setup or how he catches the ball. I think that Knowles, you know, just off to a little bit of a slow start, and he's going to get it going. But it really has nothing to do with Rafael.
So is that backup catcher position an ongoing evaluation? Is at what point is Garrett Stubbs an option who's, you know, compared to Rafael Marchand as a real option to be in the majors?
We have full confidence in Marchand. He's a really good player, as well as Garrett Stubbs is too. So we, you know, it's a good problem to have to have. Some catching depth, but you know, that backup role, backup catcher role, is a very difficult role. It's like being a utility player. Same thing. You don't get to play a lot. You have to do a lot of extra work to keep your timing and your swing. And he ends up being a switch hitter, so he has to do double work. But it's a difficult role, and we've had no conversations about moving Marchand at all. He's a good player, and he's going to show it at some point.
And Rob, one more for you. You look at your starting rotation right now. Obviously, a major strength on this team. How much easier does it make your job knowing that pretty much every night you're going to get length and a good outing out of your starter?
Yeah, it makes it super easy, you know. We're very fortunate here to have really six good starters, because you got to put Taiwan into that mix too. We've got four of them, including Taiwan, that have an ERA under three. So, you know, it's a great problem to have. It makes my job a lot easier, because you're really you don't tax your bullpen as much. So it's good, and it makes the bullpen that much better.
Rob Thompson, Phillies manager. Phillies fantastic auction chance to bid on, have lunch, and watch batting practice with the Phillies manager. And Rob, just one last one for you. How much do you enjoy this experience of kind of meeting up with the fans and getting to participate in an event like this?
I love it. You know, the one thing about the Phillies organization is that, you know, it's all about the greater good. And they raise so much money for different organizations. And last year, this, you know, we did the same thing last year with the having lunch and the tour of the ballpark and watching batting practice. And we had the EB Trucking Company. We had six guys from the company come in, and we just had a ball. We just sat there and ate lunch and took our time. And we did it at the ballpark here in our food room, and our chef cooked for us. And we just had a good time, and it was great to get to know them. I mean, we all know how passionate our fan base is, and they just love it, and great questions and great conversation. I really enjoy it. I really do.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and good luck tonight. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Rob. Take it easy. Rob Thompson, Phillies manager. Your chance to have lunch with Rob, watch batting practice with him. Phillies fantastic auction. You, five of your friends, can do that with Rob Thompson after lunch is concluded. You and your guests will be taken on a behind-the-scenes VIP tour of Citizens Bank Park, concluding with a stop on the field to watch batting practice from a VIP area behind home plate. So really cool stuff, and nice talking to the manager there. And I thought interesting things in regards to Rafael Marchand and the fact that, hey, he might catch Aaron Nola again coming up this week.
Yeah, he's a big believer in Rafael Marchand.
I am too.
Doesn't sound like there's any chance that Stubbsy is you know, breathing down his neck. I was hoping.
And he's doing a great job down there.
Stubbsy is doing awesome with Painter.
He's doing great with everybody. I mean, his overall presence there, I think, is going to continue to make guys better. Even a guy like Mick Abel.
Yeah.
Mick Abel has really stepped forward this year, especially his last three or four starts. And that gives this team even more depth. You start thinking about what you have. You have you have Taiwan Walker, who is now was a starter now in a relief role. You have the possibility of Painter being ready at some point June or July. You have now Mick Abel pitching his rear end off down in Lehigh Valley and really starting to become the guy that they thought he could become. And now you start talking about some serious depth, and that's a really good thing. And to have Stubby down there working with those guys, it's only going to get them better. It's really cool.
Yeah, and when you look at that job, Rube, about being the backup catcher, how difficult is it for that person in that spot, especially playing behind somebody like JT, who just doesn't take a lot of days off?
It really is tough, just because Marchand's never really played this role. He's never really had to sit for 8 or 10 days and then, you know, face some of the best pitching in the world. And he's got to do it, you know, especially on the offensive side of the ball. To have to do it from both sides, he has to work to get right, both left-handed and right-handed. I know as a switch hitter, that was a tough thing to maintain just in general off the bench. And for him to have to do that at this level, it's not easy. The most important thing about him is to be able to work pitching. And that's really the role, is to make sure that you don't have like the massive drop-off. And I know it's been a little bit of a tough go lately with Nola at times, but I think it's more coincidental than anything else.
Definitely. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, reset the table on some of the things we're talking about today. Obviously, the Phillies, they lose last night, but back at it against the Cardinals tonight. Talking about the NBA draft lottery, Sixers, they end up with the third overall pick. Our hopes were dashed. They get into the top four, but the Dallas Mavericks get after trading Luka Doncic, They get a get-out-of-jail-free card, get the number one pick. They'll end up with Cooper Flagg. What do you do if you're the Sixers? You blow this thing up, or do you run it back with Embiid and Paul George and whoever you get at three, with Tyrese Maxey, with Jared McCain, give it one more run at it? You're welcome to get in on that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Our side
Jared
topic.
McCain looked really pleased last night.
Like a happy guy, Jared.
You're right. I felt like a happy guy when we were about to get that first pick. And then when it was third, it still felt like there was a bit of hope. There was a glint. There was a glimmer. And if we could get Joel functional with Paul George inspired to some degree to actually get out there in the court.
What makes you think that's going to happen? These
young kids, Ace Bailey, if that's Ace Bailey with Tyrese.
With Tyrese and McCain, I think it makes you a little bit more, I don't know, positive about where they stand. People are talking about blowing it up. I can't blow it up until first of all, you have to find out what's going on with Embiid and his health.
Yes.
You can't trade that guy with any value.
Yeah.
You're not going to be trading Embiid with
pennies
any value at all
right
until
now.
He's on the court and performing at a very high level, which he can do when he's healthy. And then you make an assessment as to whether to move the guy.
I just don't know if that's ever going to happen again.
All right, you're right.
But I don't know either. Nobody knows. Neither is another GM.
No.
So that's why they're not going to trade for him. If they do, they're going to have to, it's going to be pennies on the dollar.
I think we will know so quickly. I mean, you're a week in. If Joel is in any way woe is me or on that on the bench and resting and resting up and building for three games from now because he needs to take a break, then we're done.
Well, I do think it is funny when we talk about Paul George. Can we get him back and can we get him motivated? Can we get him caring about playing is what we talk about.
$200+ million.
Right. But the best part of yesterday is that Podcast P returned. He returned yesterday after his long hiatus.
I didn't realize.
Yes. Savior to all of us.
Okay.
I've missed that podcast so much. And Paul George actually had a hot draft take.
If I had to pick, I would probably go Ace Bailey.
Ooh, okay. Going against the grain a little bit, I might say. But tell us why.
I would probably go Ace Bailey. I think Ace Bailey is a little bit more raw talent with, you know, still a ton of upside. I think Cooper Flagg, not to say he doesn't have upside, he has amazing upside as well, but I think Ace Bailey has a little bit more upside to him. Mm. I think he can scratch a little bit more off of his surface than Cooper Flagg can, which I think both will be all-stars, both will be superstars, you know, once they develop, you know, and get to the NBA. I think both of them will be superstars. I think it will be a, you know, a definitely those two will be, you know, the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird comparison in terms of.
Well, that wow. By the way, that clip was from February. It wasn't from yesterday. So Podcast B's not back, unfortunately.
Yeah, but okay.
But still, relevant, I mean, to this
that's
conversation.
It's important that he feels like, yeah, well, Ace, his future teammate, potentially.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Is that exciting?
It's him and Elliot Shorepark.
Yeah, they're on their own island. Ace Bailey Island.
You just never know, guys. You never know until they're on the court in the NBA.
I don't know. In this case, I'm watching Cooper Flagg in college. I feel like we know about Cooper
Flagg.
Well,
I think Cooper Flagg's going to be awesome. I think it's exciting that a guy who knows basketball to some degree, I mean, he's been playing it for a long time, thinks that the guy who we are probably set to get at three might be better than the guy who's going at one. I know he's not a draft expert. He's a player, but I don't know. That says something. That's exciting for our chances, our team getting a great value at three.
Well, let's hope that's the case. Time for our Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll question sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Do you believe the NBA draft lottery was rigged? Yes or no? That is our Twitter poll question today. Let's go back to the phones. Stephen Egg Harbor. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, with the Sixers, it really doesn't matter what pick we have because we have Daryl Morey as our GM. So it doesn't really matter. We're not going anywhere. This team isn't going. It is not going to be relevant until at least 2030 something. I can't see it. So I'm not really. The first time in 40 years I haven't watched a Sixers game was this year. I didn't even get myself to watch the Sixers. Once they signed Paul George, I knew this team was never going to win a championship with this guy or Joel Embiid. But what I really called today was to ask Ruben about, our Ranger Suarez is on the last year of his contract, and he just signed Boris as his agent. If he pitches as well, you know, like he started last year, and he really pitched well on Saturday night, would you consider trading him or using him as a trading block to get a really, really good closer in here, like, say, the guy from Oakland?
I would not, and because I don't believe in robbing Peter to pay Paul, not when you're making a run and having the depth. And I talked about some of the pitching depth. That can go away fast. So I would not do that. I would consider moving some prospects, no question about it. I don't have any problem moving prospects because that's what they are. And I think that's probably the route that Dave Dombrowski is going to take. It's very difficult. Who are you going to replace Suarez with if he's pitching as well as he is? He was one of the best pitchers in all of baseball for the first 2 months last year. Now, if he's struggling and he's not really pitching well, which I don't expect to have happen, is somebody else going to want him? I mean, I just don't know. I just don't think it's the right formula for the Phillies.
Well, if Painter comes up, what are they going to do with him then? I mean, that was my scenario. Painter moving into the rotation and Suarez, you know, being on the last year of his contract and, having Boris, which means they're going to really go for some, mucho bucks with that guy.
No,
so.
No question about it. But the reality of it is they're trying to win this year. And you're a better team with Ranger than without him, as far as I'm concerned. And you just can't rely on Andrew Painter being a great pitcher in the major leagues right out of the chute. He may be great, but Ranger Suarez has already done it. And so, I have a lot more confidence in the guys that are actually doing it at the major league level than guys who are not there yet.
Steve, who or what is it?
Don't you think we need a closer like the guy from Oakland's a stud?
I'm not saying you don't need a closer, but I don't use that piece to get him.
Yeah, who's the kid for St. Louis who's pitching for them right
Helsley.
Now?
Helsley.
Is there any chance they're not going to give up on him if they continue to play?
Well, if they play well, it's good. That's a tough message for the fans, but
sure.
But you never know. I mean, the front offices do different things these days, and so it's going to take a lot. It's not going to be you know, you're going to have to get a ton. And why would a team like St. Louis want a guy like that? Because he's going to be gone.
Right. What do you got for the side topic today, Steve?
Talk about Ranger Suarez. Why would they want Ranger Suarez if in a deal like that? They just don't.
Yeah.
Well, who's eccentric? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Me?
What do you got?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. That's a good
sure
one.
Sure is.
Yeah. Very eccentric. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like he's doing adult movies as much anymore, does it?
I don't know
it?
What he's doing. He went through some therapy and stuff, right? Didn't he go through some stuff?
I don't
know.
I think most recently he was in that, it was like a Sonic the Hedgehog movie or like one
of
those.
Yeah, it was like the villain in that movie. Yeah.
Like he's been villainous in multiple kid movie
capacities. He went through a phase where he like wasn't doing comedies. He was doing serious movies. Yeah. He's one of those guys I can't take seriously. If I see Jim Carrey in a movie, I just can't take him seriously.
Really?
Same thing with like Will Ferrell. Even though Will Ferrell doesn't really do that too much.
Will Ferrell's so great.
Yeah.
I can take him seriously.
You can?
I appreciate Will Ferrell.
Oh, I can. I look at him and I think he's like a cartoon character.
I find it hard not to laugh when, I mean, really, he could just sit there and not say anything. And for some reason, I would kind of think it's funny. But he's very talented to where I've seen some other, you know, real acting from him. Where it's kind of, you can kind of forget it's Will Ferrell, which is a compliment to Will Ferrell.
Yeah. I mean, able to do different things.
He
pretty
seems
impressive.
So awesome, also, by the way. When you watch him on the, you know, like the college, you know, the college Saturday pick'em shows, like he is so into sports and, you know, so into SC, having gone there, I guess. I think. That's cool, too. Will Ferrell is a guy who follows, you know, the game.
And kind of eccentric, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.